Road. Welcome to this week's episode of Extra Juice. Hold my drink, Extra Juice, I like saying the full name. Before we get started, a big thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this week's episode. As the temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe. Also, if it was anything like the weekend we just had as well, you know that the temperature is really rising here in Ireland. And Penny's has everything that you need to do it in style. From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords, I'm obsessed with linen cords lately. My summer wardrobe this year has literally been linens and some form of a top, some form of a bandeau, something. And Penny's literally has so many gorgeous colours and styles and patterns. They literally have it all. You'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion in Penny's, with stylish travel accessories as well, cosy airport looks. It makes travelling a literal breeze. Whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home here in Ireland, Penny's has your summer style sorted. We may not be able to predict the Irish weather, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine. Peak or bleak this week? Lads, I'm on my own this week. It's only me, myself and I recording. So instead of doing a peak or a bleak, I think we'll do both for the last week that was in it. I'm going to start off with peak. I had, if you know anything about me, or if you follow me on Instagram, or even if you're just someone in my life and you know me, you know how much I love Sundays. Sundays are just my favourite day of the week. I think it's from being a child when I was younger, always looking forward to a Sunday with my dad. They're just the best days of the week. So I had the most wholesome Sunday of my whole entire life yesterday. Myself and Graham went into Marks and Spencer's. Spent 80 bob on food. We don't really know how that happened, to be honest, but went into Marks and Sparks, picked up a load of picky bits, went to the Phoenix Park with a blanket and pillows and a speaker, and we were lying in the Phoenix Park for 3 hours. It was lovely. But yeah, that was my peak for the week. I had the nicest Sunday of my life. It was gorgeous. We came home then, we showered, not together, but we showered, got cozy, got into bed real early. It was just bloody perfect. I had the nicest Sunday ever. So that was my peak for the week. My bleak for the week then is that I'm on my own. This is kind of sad. Happy for Cher. She's in New York living her best life, obviously. But I'm like, oh my God, this is... I don't know how people do this on their own. How they talk for not even so long, but like how they just talk on their own. So my bleak for this week can be that I am missing Cher. And my peak was that I had a beautiful Sunday. If I Was You is the part of the episode where we literally like to put ourselves in your shoes and say, well, if I was you, this is the advice I'd be giving you. We like to be kind of cutthroat with this. I know in the main episode when we do dilemmas and stuff, we do like to give you like a, well, this is my opinion and this is Cher's, and we do kind of cut it up a little bit. But this is, yeah, if I was you needs to be like one way or the other. We can't him and haw about things. So this is this week's. Hi girls, love the podcast and listen all the time from Australia. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 3 years. We live together and are 29 years old. I love him, my family loves him, and the thought of being single at 29, living without him terrifies me. I know I would be heartbroken and just in the saddest place. My dilemma is that recently he has been very cold, not speaking to me at all. When I asked him what's up, he said, I'm just wrecked after work. Later in the week, we had a big talk and he said he didn't find me as attractive as he did at the start. I rarely wear a fake tan and I've put on quite a bit of weight since the start of the relationship. My hair has gotten a lot thinner and I don't dye it as often as I should. He said physical attraction is the most important thing to him and he said it to me before, so doesn't understand why I don't try and make more of an effort. He said he doesn't want to break up with me. And there are things he loves about me, but that he probably isn't going to treat me how I deserve to be treated because he just comes in after work and doesn't think I'm taking care of myself looks-wise at all. I just can't really figure out if I'm the problem or if I should leave. Do all men secretly feel this way about looks being so important? Is my boyfriend just being brutally honest by saying it? Or am I just being doolally by staying? I love that word, doolally. That's a good one. I agree I've let myself go and everyone says do it for yourself, but does anyone really work out for themselves, get their nails done, etc? I also don't want to be alone and single at 29. Oh, girly pops. I think one thing not to focus on here, and if it's anything that I've even learned in my life, like don't focus on your age and being single. Don't think of that as like a problem, or try and take that aspect of it out of your head, because I feel like in that sense you're just going to stay in something because you're more focused on your age and being single. Like, it really is so true. Even when I was single and I was panicking about my age and being old and all that lark, so many people said like, oh my god, your age means nothing. Like, later on in life you always hear people and they find their person and things progress like quicker than they would have in your 20s. So I think firstly I'd take that whole aspect out of it. Secondly, he sounds like a fucking arsehole. Sorry. What a dickhead. That's so mean. I'm sure he doesn't look bloody top of the pops after being together for over 3 years. Like, let's be real. I think there's a difference. I think there needs to be a big difference between like being comfortable around your partner, but then also like there's being comfortable around your partner and there's letting yourself go kind of thing. Like, you're allowed to be comfortable, and that brings out a more vulnerable side of you. And like, I don't think you need to be done up to your nines every time. For me personally, I couldn't anyway. Absolutely not. I'd have a banger. No, couldn't be up to my nines all the time. There's nothing more I love than being fresh faced, hair down, whether it's greasy or not, we won't talk about that part. But like, there's something nice about being comfortable around your boyfriend or girlfriend and not feeling like, oh God, is he looking at me because I've no makeup on, and being worried about that. That's not like, no. And if physical attraction is the most important thing to him and he said that to you, it's giving shallow. Sorry. For me anyway, like if I met someone years ago and they had said to me like, oh well, all I care about is physical attraction, all right, then go and buy a mannequin. Like, just, I don't see that as being a high priority. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you obviously have to be attracted to your partner, but like, I don't think that should be the most important thing to him that he's saying. I think if you want to put more effort into yourself, do not do it for him. Do it because it makes you feel good. Do it because, yeah, you want to do it for yourself. Don't do it and wait for like appraisal. Is that the word? Don't do it for like appraisal off him, or waiting to see what his reaction is. Because imagine you did that for him and you didn't get a peep out of him then. What would be the... No, that wouldn't be good for you either. So I think if you want to do something like this and put more effort into yourself, do it for you. But also don't do it because you feel like you have to either. That is just nonsense. And like I said, do not be afraid of being alone and single at 29. Somebody could come into your life a few months later if you did decide to leave them and never peep a word like this to you, like, and show you more love and affection in a year than this fella did for 3 years. So I don't think, focus on that part. I'm not going to tell you to leave him, even though I'd probably lose the rag if a man said this to me. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you want to go down the route of looking after yourself, like I said, do it for you. Don't do it for him. I think if he mentions one more thing, I'd give him the boot. Or just give it back to him. Give him the effort he's given you. Just start giving it straight back to him, whatever he's saying to you. It probably will just end up in you breaking up, let's be real. But yeah. I don't like the sound of him. If Charlene was here, what would Charlene say? Bin him, wouldn't she? She would. Charlene would say bin him. So I think, see how it goes. See if you want to like work on things, but also don't put too much effort into it, because somebody who talks to you like that, you do not deserve that. You are beautiful with and without makeup, and with and without dyeing your hair, and we all deserve somebody who's going to look at us done up or not and think we're the most beautiful women in the world. So I think, yeah, shag him, but also please keep us updated and let us know how you're getting on with him, because he sounds like a big bloody arsehole. Also, just towards the end of this, when you say, I agree, I've let myself go, and everyone says to do it for yourself, but does anyone really work out for themselves, get their nails done, etc.? Everyone might be different in that scenario. I think for me personally, I can obviously only speak for myself. I get my nails done for me, mainly simply for the fact that I hate the look of my nails when they're not on me. Like, it makes me feel more put together, and I don't think I like the put together look waiting on a compliment from someone else. I like it because it makes me feel better in myself to like get up and get ready. And do not get me wrong, I will get ready 3 days out of seven. Like, but when I do it, you definitely do feel better in yourself. I think the gym as well, like, you, like, a lot of people go to the gym for their mental health, not even just their physical health. Obviously the physical is the main part of it, and or the other way, one can be the main part and the other is a bonus. But I wouldn't be going to the gym to be like, oh, I'm gonna wait for him to see how he reacts to me going to the gym. And like, yeah, if you just start complimenting you, saying, oh, you look great or whatever, I feel like over time that'll just play in your head and you will start doing things for him. You'll start dressing a certain way for him, or always making sure you have to be 10 out of 10 all the time. Like, we don't all have time for that either. We all don't have the mental capacity for that. Sometimes you just need a PJ day or a duvet day at home. So I do think there is a sense of like doing things for yourself. I like that outlook of it, instead of I'm gonna go get my nails done so he compliments me. I can't imagine actually lads even focus on that or would notice that, would they? I don't know. The girls here with me, but I can't imagine someone saying your nails are lovely. I don't even, has Graham ever seen me with no nails on? Probably once, maybe. But yeah, I think if you're gonna do it for yourself. Please do not do it to please someone else, because there is someone out there who won't even comment on any of that, and who won't, that won't make a difference to them. Like, if you're all done up and whatnot, this fella to me seems a bit shallow in himself. If anything, it's probably pulling insecurities out of him, kind of thing. So yeah, I think do it for yourself if you're going to do it at all. A big massive thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this week's episode. Again, if you're looking for any summer essentials, do pop in. If you saw me and the girls as well, we're in Ibiza recently with Pennies, and the outfits are 10/10. Everything from accessories, travel accessories, clothes, you name it, Pennies have it all as always. So a big massive thank you for that. And that's me for this week, guys. Me and Char will be back together next week. Usual runnings will commence again. Sorry if I blabbed for about 20 minutes of your life there. Cut me some slack this week. I'm on my own, guys. But I will chat to you in the main episode on Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.